Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession. Capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Much below average temperatures will continue this week across much of the central part of the nation. With these colder temperatures moving towards the East Coast later this week, temperatures will be 20 to 40 degrees below normal, all the way down through North Texas and through Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. Now, folks, this is serious cold. Please dress warmly with several layers of clothes. Protect fingers, ears, and your face, as flesh can freeze within minutes, especially if the wind is blowing. Bring your pets indoors, even if just to a warmer garage. And don't forget to check the antifreeze in your cars and trucks. There is relief in sight, and we'll look at that later this hour. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in 15 minutes, only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool from Muskegon, Michigan. How to express love to your fish on this Valentine's Day. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Drunk, armed with a rifle, and covered in poo is no way to go through life. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
KASI in Ames, Iowa, is our family member at the epicenter of the worst cold winter imaginable. Minus 17 degrees right now in Ames, Iowa, at KASI, which is located at 415 Main Street in Ames, Iowa. And I see, because I can see all, that, they're near Aunt Maud's Takeout, the Bank of the West, the Municipal Building, the United States Post Office, the Ames City Hall. And wait, there has to be something fun there. Wildwater Car Wash and Pet Wash. You're in Ames. Have you been to the Wildwater Car Wash and Pet Wash? I'd like to know. This weather's unbelievable. And the thing about this weather is, forget about going outside. I don't want to get out of my chair. There's something about weather this cold that keeps me in this chair and at my foot is my cat. I have three cats, but one of them always does the show with me. One of them always sits at my feet and does the show with me. We are going through the hell of moving. We have now moved to a new home. I don't know if you're going through the hell of a new home. James Montague is going to move 20 miles from Center City, Philadelphia. He's going to move. He's talked his girlfriend into moving. And it's a great challenge because, you see, my wife in her fantasy life, no, not that fantasy, in her fantasy life thought we would move in one day. She'd get the move done in one day. It took 3 days, and now all the boxes are in a different place. But they're still boxes. They're still packed. The greatest scam, and I mean this in a positive way, is U-Haul. U-Haul has the best business model in history. You go to U-Haul, you pick up your boxes, you rent a truck, you do all of the work, and then you bring it back. Whoa! Genius. Absolute genius. One of the things U-Haul offers that most people don't know is they have hunky guys. If you need hunky guys to help with the move, they have hunky guys. It's fantastic. However, now that all the stuff has been brought by the hunky guys into our new home, it's still sitting here. It isn't unpacked yet. And I know about our family. I know that in my family, it's going to take six months at least for all the stuff to be unpacked. I was talking to my friend James Bray, who's a very successful Los Angeles venture capital kind of guy. And he said from their move 3.5 years ago to Pasadena, I love Pasadena, to Pasadena, he still has boxes that are not unpacked. And I said, we still have boxes that are not unpacked. And I said, now what would happen if you said to your wife, you know, these boxes are not unpacked and they haven't been unpacked in 3 years. Why don't we just throw them out? And he went, oh, no. I said, same thing with me. If the box isn't unpacked by the end of a year, can't we just throw it out? Is there any reason we can't throw it out? And yet, no matter who you're married to, she will have answers to that question. There will be unexcusable reasons why it can't be thrown out. All right, it's Valentine's Day, 888-688-WALT. Let's talk about the truth. And the truth is there is somebody right now that you're thinking about that you feel guilty that you didn't do enough. Because Valentine's Day is not about expressing love. It's about expressing enough love. Enough flowers, enough jewelry, enough clothes, enough dinner. And yeah, the COVID thing is a great excuse, but it's not a really thick depth excuse. There's probably somebody right now where you're going, you know, I could have done more. I should have done more. And you should have. Who's ever putting up with you, they deserve more. Now, I did a terrible thing. I pulled into the lot, to the parking lot of a flower shop, a good flower shop. And I was about to get out and go in and buy my current wife a lot of flowers. And at the moment, because of the move, financially, we're not in a really great position because of the move and a few other things. But, you know, flowers, we've been married 20 years. I wanted to do it. I pulled into that lot. I was ready to get out, and I didn't do it. Then I drove around the block, pulled into the lot again, tried to talk myself out of the car to buy the flowers, and I didn't do it. So, my dear, sweet, never suffering, very beautiful, much younger wife, I am sorry that I did not get out of the car and buy the flowers. I should have. I bought the card. In my arthritic hand, I wrote a sweet note, but that doesn't really do it. They need hard goods. These women, they need hard goods. Perhaps you know somebody. No, you do know somebody who you didn't do enough for, and this is your chance to express that on the air and get it over with. And then it will be on your permanent record. Every show I've ever recorded is at waltersterlingshow.com, waltersterlingshow.com. You can find every show I've ever done. And that means any time in the future, and she says, well, you didn't do enough for me for Valentine's Day that year or this year, you can say, yes, I did. I went on a national radio show and expressed my love for you. Go on a national radio show and express your love for her. 888-688-WALT is my phone number, 888-688-9258. This is good for 15 minutes. You've got 15 minutes to erase your guilt. That's it. And then, boom, the offer's over. Also today, my 8-year-old turned 9. My beautiful Samantha is now 9 years old. Happy birthday, Samantha. You are a miracle. Oh, what is this? From 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. every single Sunday night, I do a 3-hour show just for you. It's called Sterling on Sunday, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
This is only a test. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. We're looking at some of the coldest air we've seen in over 30 years in most of the middle of our country. Expected record cold temperatures within the next 24 to 48 hours include Madison, Wisconsin, 11 degrees below zero, Omaha, Nebraska, 14 degrees below, Oklahoma City, 4 below, Dallas, Texas, 5 above zero, San Antonio, deep in the heart of Texas, 11 degrees above zero. On the perimeter of this cold air from North and East Texas up through into the Northeast and New England lies the threat of ice frozen drizzle and freezing rain, up to about a half inch of ice coating everything from interstates to tree branches, causing power outages. Friends, slow down, allow some extra time to get to work, and pray for spring. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in 15 minutes, right here on Sterling on Sunday.
Right now, you're probably feeling very guilty about the fact that you did not get your loved one enough. You didn't get her enough. You didn't get him enough, did you? Because that's really what Valentine's Day is. It's a guilt machine. It is a high-powered, nuclear-powered guilt machine designed to get you to buy more. And usually the stuff is crappy. The next day you look at it and go, why the heck did I get this stuff? It's garbage. And it is, but it doesn't matter. It's about, did you get enough? Jewelry, chocolate, food, wine, whatever it was you're supposed to get, did you get enough? I'm giving you 10 minutes to call in and say, I didn't get her enough. Please forgive me. Universe, please forgive me. I didn't get her enough. Because right now, you're thinking about a person you love, who you care about. It could be a relative. It could be not a relative. It could be your mistress. Whoever it is, you're feeling bad about it. You would like to be forgiven for the fact that you didn't get enough. Well, how do I know if I gave her enough? She doesn't think you did. Whatever it is, whoever she is, she doesn't think you gave enough. I know for a fact, because we just moved, and there's nothing more expensive than moving except private college, and we got a kid in private college. Nothing more expensive than these things. Money was really tight. And as a result, I drove to the expensive flower shop. I pulled into the parking lot, and I almost got out to buy her flowers. And I'm like, I don't know. It's going to be $100 minimum for the flowers. I got back in the car. I drove around the block again. And I couldn't get out of the car. And I should have gotten out of the car. There's no reason. No good reason. Katie, I'm sorry. My much younger, very beautiful, very firm wife, I'm sorry. I apologize. On network radio, now you have a chance to do the same. How can you do that? Pick up the phone. Call 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. And you can tell everybody what a scumbag you are. 888-688-9258. Here is, I had to move all of my screens. It's a disaster. Cheryl in Arizona, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 22 past the hour. Hi, Cheryl. Cheryl, I hope you have your radio off. I hope they said to you, turn off your radio.
I don't have my radio on.
Then what do I hear in the background?
I don't know what you're hearing.
Strange. Well, Cheryl, how may we be of service to you?
I'm hoping you can give me your psychic skills. I need help locating a house for me and my son and my grandson. We're on a time limit. We have health issues. I have health issues. He's homeless. We all need to be under the same roof so that we can all survive with each other being supportive. Does that make sense?
How old are the kids?
My son is 34, my 35. My grandson is going to be 6 in a few days, and I'm going to be 60. I'm in stage 4 COPD emphysema. I'm on oxygen 24/7. I can't get out and look for a place actively, but it's going to be my income that this is all based on because of where we're at with COVID, et cetera, et cetera. I'm having a difficult time in this town. I never expected this.
What's the deal with the 30-year-old?
He's taking care of my grandson and me. He's unable to find work at this time because of COVID, et cetera, et cetera. His ex-wife did a number on him.
Well,
it's kind
you know,
of
that's
emotional issues tied to that.
Cheryl, you have to remember, thank you for the call. You have to remember the job of an ex-wife is to do a number on you. Don't ever forget that. I'll share some information that might be useful to you, Cheryl. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. You have 5 minutes to go on network radio and confess that you didn't do enough for your loved one this Valentine's Day. Because what Valentine's Day is a ball of guilt. Should I have gotten better jewelry, better flowers, taken her to a better restaurant? It is just a guilt machine. And you know what? It's also one of these holidays. I call them morning DJ holidays, like April Fools. What is April Fools? What's that about? It's about a morning DJ holiday. Hey, well, you know, we got some April Fools jokes going on today. We're going to do some wacky things. Ooh, at the zoo. Oh, God, I hate it. I hate all of that. And this is pretty close to one of those. You know, we're going to give away to 500 listeners. We're going to give gift certificates to Big Mo's restaurant where they're going to have a special Valentine's Day dinner for you. Oh, God, is that awful. But if you didn't do it this holiday, I'm giving you a chance to go on the radio and say I didn't do it. Please forgive me. And you will be absolved of your crime. It'll be okay. My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Coming up tonight, I have two amazing interviews. One is with a man who finally has revealed something that I have long felt and experienced, which is the worst way to get a job is with a resume. There are 10.9 million Americans out of work. This is still about double what it was before the pandemic. These are terrifying times to get a job, as we just heard from Cheryl. Terrifying times. But I have never written a resume, and I've had good jobs. Then I've had periods without any jobs, but I've had good jobs, and I never wrote a resume. I got the jobs a different way, and I'll share how I got those jobs with you coming up in just seconds. But a real guy, you know, a serious person, did the analysis and said, you know what, there's a different way to get work. And it's not a resume. It's not LinkedIn. It's not filling out job applications. There's a different way to get work. And you and I have the ability to get work this other way that is, in fact, easier, more efficient, and will result in more satisfying jobs. Now, that sounds pretty good. So we'll talk about that coming up. And I'll tell those stories coming up in just seconds. Plus, we're going to have Florida stories, the usual edition, drive-through brew, everything that you love about this show, and the worst weather ever. Unless you're in Miami, where it was 87 degrees today. Now, I'd like you to think about that. Compare that to Ames, Iowa, a KASI. Compare that to where you were in Ames, Iowa, where you experience the worst weather possible, 1450, the worst weather possible, 17 degrees below. And there's poor James Copeland sitting in his Winnebago. Where are you, James, in Kansas? He's sitting in a parking lot at a Cracker Barrel in Kansas, where he puts together all the production for the show. He does a lot of the voices on our dramas. And he's sitting in a Winnebago. How could he possibly keep warm in a Winnebago when it's 17 below? I don't know. But to have record low temperatures in Dallas, it was -7 in Dallas today, -7 in Dallas, it's horrible. And therefore, we have Dr. Dave Iser, a real meteorologist, giving constant weather reports tonight, right until 1 in the morning, East Coast, 10 at night on the West Coast. Because this is an actual radio show. How a radio show, a network radio show, can go on the air without a weather person, I don't know. Because we have emergencies like this. This is weather. This is ice road trucker weather, where if you turn off your car in some places, it won't start again because it is frozen. The water? No. The oil has frozen. The brake fluid has frozen. All the fluids in your car freeze up at a certain point. There are points at which the antifreeze freezes up. We're getting there. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again, they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. With a major Arctic air mass sitting over the American Midwest, the Fairbanks, Alaska forecast doesn't seem so unreasonable. Partly cloudy skies, somewhat breezy, with highs in the single digits below zero, and overnight lows in the 20s below zero. Just a dab of occasional light snow later in the week, with little accumulations. Traveling south to the Pacific Northwest, we'll see some vigorous rainy days along the coast into Washington and Oregon, and trailing off into California with, of course, heavier snows in the higher elevations. In contrast, we'll see some above average temperatures towards the end of the week in Southern California, Arizona, and New Mexico. We will see some warmer weather for the rest of the nation next week, I promise. More on that later this hour. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in 15 minutes, right here on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida Story, we're going to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We're on Super Bowl Sunday. About 30 to 40 minutes before kickoff, a Florida man sees an excavator at a construction site in a residential neighborhood, thinks, hey, you know, it'd be fun to go play with that excavator. And he accidentally raises a little arm too high, knocks down some power lines, and the electricity goes out for about 100 homes in the neighborhood. They're freaking out. They can't watch a Super Bowl. They have to make last-minute rearrangements. And the Florida man gets on his bicycle and rides off, never to be seen again. He must be a Patriots fan or something. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Okay, for our next Florida story, we have a manure truck. And it's a situation that's kind of like Back to the Future. A manure truck's going through town, and a little red truck goes over some railroad tracks just a little too fast, and the road's wet, and so he starts hydroplaning and slides in front of the manure truck. Now, he actually hits a streetlight pole and bounces into the road, so the truck has to slam on his brakes. Now, this isn't the manure you saw in Back to the Future that all went into Biff's car. This was like that liquid goo that you see in the factory farming plants, and they have just a big cesspool of pig waste. So it's more liquid than solid. It sloshes out over the front of the diesel and covers this little red pickup truck in liquid poo. And then the driver of the poo truck describes what he sees next.
When he got out of his truck with a rifle, I just started hiding. Wow. Yeah, he started going down the street.
You saw a rifle he was carrying?
It was a rifle case.
Yeah, bad news is it was 5:40 in the morning, nice cool breeze. They both had their windows open, so the two drivers are covered in poo. And then the Florida man driving the red truck grabs his rifle, and they had a police search for him. The helicopter got up there with the spotlight and everything. They did not find him. But he's going to have a fun job explaining what happened when he gets home to his wife. I think in his back pocket, he might have had a sports almanac or something like that. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Our next Florida story is in Jacksonville, where the city has issued a cease and desist order against a factory in town. Three residents cited complaints saying odors emanated from the plant have destroyed their quality of life. The Florida twist on this one, it's literally a fragrance factory. It's literally a fragrance. Who can believe the fragrance factory smells? Wow, what a shock. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to West Palm Beach, and I suppose this would work for Palm Beach as well. But WPT was getting a lot of calls into their news desk this week, and then also a lot of cell phone videos were being sent in. It was a UFO seen off the coast. No worries, quickly. Experts identified it as a submarine-launched Trident intercontinental ballistic missile test. Usually they announce those in advance, but I don't know. I guess somebody forgot to check their Google calendar before the missile launch. But that's what it's like living in Florida. All this other crazy stuff is happening. You can look out your right window, say, hey, kids, look, it's an intercontinental ballistic missile being launched from a submarine, unannounced. Hold my beer. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Nathan Perez is an expert on how to get a job, and he has a unique strategy on how to get a job, and he will share that with you in 10 minutes. But I want to share with you some of the strategies I've used to get a job, which are unique. They result in being not popular, but being very employed. Because like our president, I jumped the line. No, the last president. And part of the reason that people hated him, all those clowns in Washington hated him, is he jumped the line. He wasn't governor, senator. He started out in public service as the president. They hated him for this. Here's the thing. I did not want, this is a two-part answer. I didn't want a low-level job. I didn't want to work my way up because there were no guarantees. I didn't want to start out as a manager, then a director, then this. There were no guarantees that I'd get to a position that I really wanted. And I looked at the landscape of the industry I'm in, which is radio, and I'm like, there has to be a way to get up further. And I noticed two things, and you can notice these about your industry. There are cities in your industry where it counts more, and it may have nothing to do with the size of the city. It just has to do with the nature of the companies that are in that city in your industry. They may be great companies, but they may be in Ames, Iowa. They may be in Daytona Beach, Florida. Smaller cities, but great companies. Notorious for generating successful executives or successful workers, whatever it is. Go to those cities. In media, it's Los Angeles and New York and a little bit Chicago. That's it. When I got out of college, I said, I'm going to go to New York and I'm not going to leave because that's where it is. That's the media capital of the world. And I'll tell you, having been a boss, having hired hundreds of people, I will tell you a secret. No matter what your qualifications are, if they have to move you from where you are to where they are, that takes you down about 100 notches on the qualification list. No company wants to move you. It is the highest risk there is. The minute you move to another city, you have to adjust to the culture of that city, not just to the culture of the job, not just to prove yourself. You're going to have to adjust to the culture of that city. And companies, that's a huge risk. It may not work out, usually doesn't work out. Why doesn't it usually work out? When you take somebody from one city and bring them to another city for a job, I'll tell you why it usually doesn't work out. Because you will say something stupid. Something that proves you're not from there. You will wear the wrong color shirt, the wrong kind of shoes, the wrong kind of belt. You will have the wrong haircut. You'll be ostracized by your peers and you won't even know what's happening. And that's a fact. Nobody wants to say this, but that's a fact. If you're in town, well, we'll hire them, give them a shot. It's not a big deal. If it doesn't work out, you know, they're thinking, if it doesn't work out, she's already here. If it doesn't work out, she didn't have to move. She didn't have the moving expense. But how to get to that position to get a job, 99% of the time will never happen in a resume. And I have been employed a little too long, and I have never written a resume in my life. I did it another way. And coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to talk to Nathan Perez, who will reveal the other way to get a job, not a resume, not forms, not LinkedIn, not on a website. There's another way to get a job. And you are one of the 10.9 million people who are out of work. You must listen to this. You must stand by and listen to this. My name is Walter Sterling. I'm on the radio from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. every Sunday night. I do this amazing show called Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, This is Dr. Dave. Weather patterns will begin to shift as we move into the second half of February. We'll shut off the influx of Arctic air from Canada, and we'll see moderating weather take over from the Pacific with rising temperatures and a hint of spring in the air. Before we get there, however, we're looking at the possibility of another major storm taking shape in the Gulf coastal states and working its way up the East Coast. With Gulf moisture and plenty of cold air to work with, that could smell snow, and lots of it. We'll track it for you in the meantime. Stay safe, and spring, I promise, can't be that far away. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in 15 minutes right here on Sterling on Sunday.
It's 49 past the hour. Those damn Canadians, look at what they're doing to us. Everybody tries to be polite to them, but they are the problem, giving us this weather. It's a nightmare. Coming up in just seconds, we will have another report from Dr. Dave. All night on the show until 1 a.m. on the East Coast, 10 p.m. on the West Coast, you will have accurate, up-to-date weather. You're driving an 18-wheeler, you need to listen to this show, not some goofy best-of show. Those are an embarrassment. I was sharing with you just seconds ago, I have never gotten a job by writing a resume, ever. Get me the interview, and I'm halfway home. If I'm on the phone, if I'm online, I'm never going to get that job. That's been my experience. There's Nathan Perez. Nathan Perez is an expert on how to get a job by networking. He believes that in 20 minutes, using your networking powers, you can get a job. Did I get that right, Nathan?
Yeah, you got that right, Walter.
All right, Nathan. How does this work? What is the dynamic? How do I set up a network meeting? Give me the ingredients.
The ingredients are pretty simple and straightforward. These are things that you've probably been doing all along, just without like a process or practice. And even before I say it, again, I want to establish the stuff that you've been doing. So if you're going into a meeting, it's a great first impression of you, an overview of your background, a discussion, right? These are, your discussion is informed by research that you've done and questions that you ask, wrapping up the meeting, and then following up afterward. Again, everything that you may have done before, just without that process.
And what's the process?
It is called, it's the namesake of the book, which is called the 20-minute networking meeting. So you can hold an entire networking meeting within 20 minutes. Lots of times we kind of think that we got to, sit down for an hour and pick someone's brain. But when you kind of distill everything down, the stuff that's really important will only take you 20 minutes. So you just do that research. You come up with a set of questions, things that you need to know for your job search, and then pull it all together in 20 minutes.
This is the biggest mistake most people make when they're going to do a pitch for a business, going to pitch an idea, going to pitch for dollars to from investors, or to go sell a product. They don't do enough research on who they're talking to. As I mentioned before, I have hired hundreds of people, and I am always stunned at the person who sits across from the desk from me and doesn't seem to know anything about, one, my company, or two, what I do in the company. And those people don't get hired. At the other hand, and tell me if I may be dead wrong about this, Nathan, but I think the other side of that is, if I flatter the person on the other side of the desk with extraordinary knowledge of their accomplishments, I'm halfway home.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, it's very impressive when someone comes in and understands what they're talking about. But it's one of the biggest mistakes is, how would you reach out? Why would you reach out to someone believing that they could help you when you actually know nothing about them or their company?
Is this true at every level? Is this true at every level of job?
Every single level. I've had the opportunity, and I choose that word because of all the different experiences that I've had that inform everything I do now. But I've had the opportunity to have jobs that started as a busboy all the way up to this point where I coach senior executives, corporate executives. And it is that way all the way across the board.
When you say you coach senior executives now, is this how to toss a football like Trevor Lawrence? How do you coach these executives when, you know, somebody's making $1 million a year? With respect, what is it that you can do for them?
Well, lots of times the senior executives kind of get pulled up through the ranks. And as they get pulled up through the ranks, they don't actually have to go through a job interview process or a job search process. So along the way, you know, if someone suddenly loses their job, they get fired, or they need to make a transition, they don't always know exactly how. So I'm a person like me gets hired and says, hey, can you help me? Like, what, you know, what are the ropes? What do I do? Right down to even resumes. You know, I've never really had to construct a resume. What does that look like? So it really is a step-by-step process. But people like me don't just help senior executives. I actually work with all level of job seekers because, you know, there are certain steps and you want to do this efficiently and do it right. So a person like me as a coach, that's what we do.
Name of your book.
The 20-minute networking meeting, learn to network, get a job.
Biggest mistakes people make in those meetings. Biggest mistakes people make on the path to getting a job.
I would say the first of which is not doing the research, not knowing who you're talking to, not having an agenda. So an agenda is a planned conversation, right? That's what keeps things on track. That's what keeps it under time. But people tend to kind of come in and run all over the map, which doesn't put any organization to the meeting, and it becomes disorganized. And that's the impression that you leave behind with people. I would say those are the biggest ones.
How about how you look?
That's important. You know, we're visual as human beings, and we get a first impression right off the bat. So if you come in sort of disheveled and you're kind of wrinkled, that's the impression that you leave, is like, what kind of professional are you going to be? You know, what kind of person are we going to bring into this organization? If you're wrinkled on the outside, are you going to be wrinkled on the inside?
It's tragic because you're right, and we put a lot on those first impressions based on the visual. When I was looking for jobs or when I was at certain levels in my career, if that collar was not pressed exactly right and I caught it in the mirror, I went home and put on a different shirt, because in my narcissistic brain, I thought that that was very important. But then in the field, I have to tell you, it's never quite the same. The schlubbiest, sloppiest guy I know was by far the greatest radio time salesman I have ever known. This guy was a mess, and nobody sold more radio time than him at the higher rate. Nobody.
So
it's unfortunate that these stereotypes hurt people at the interview desk.
Right. It should be really more about, you know, what you know. And the thing is for someone who is on radio or can do their work from home, it's not so important, because in the end, it is about what you know and your skill set. But first impressions are extremely important. Perception is reality. You know, the way that we see something or that we take it in becomes the first impression of what the greater picture, the whole, looks like.
Nathan Perez, what's the name of your book?
The 20-Minute Networking Meeting, Learn to Network, Get a Job.
All right. Thank you so much for being on Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. You and I are going to talk about fraternity hazing.
This man. What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Much below average temperatures will continue this week across much of the central part of the nation. With these colder temperatures moving towards the East Coast later this week, temperatures will be 20 to 40 degrees below normal, all the way down through North Texas and through Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. Now, folks, this is serious cold. Please dress warmly with several layers of clothes. Protect fingers, ears, and your face, as flesh can freeze within minutes, especially if the wind is blowing. Bring your pets indoors, even if just to a warmer garage. And don't forget to check the antifreeze in your cars and trucks. There is relief in sight, and we'll look at that later this hour. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in 15 minutes, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Public radio is brimming with news tonight. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz.
This is The Usual Edition from Public Radio. A weekly blessing made possible by effluence from federal budgets and by companies that actually make and market effluence. Now, Rachel Goldstein Shabazz.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is swimming with music tonight as the year's nominees have been announced. Obviously, the crowd favorite is the Go-Go's.
Now for reaction to the nominees from around the world, we tap blind reporter James Duda.
I'm blind. At public radio, that puts me at the top of the food chain. I am untouchable. At a recent public radio party, I was spun around and my hands landed on an intern's breasts. But I pretended that they were cantaloupes. Boy, everyone had a good laugh about that. I'm blind. HR can't do a thing to me. Reaction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees was fast. Zesty. Here's the reaction in Vienna.
Why the hell haven't you been inducted into the U.S. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
They've just been in touch.
Have they?
Yeah, they want to do something with my film and blah, blah, blah. I don't usually talk about it, but I think I do have to just say that I was the first. Fact. There hadn't been a successful rock and roll female musician leading a band of guys. Just hadn't happened.
Susie Quattro in Vienna. Speaking Swedish. I'm Blind James.
This edition of The Usual Edition is made possible by Brooklyn Mustache. To look like a real Brooklyn doofus, grow a mustache and wax it with gelled mead. And by lonely listeners like you.
Every night I sleep in Chuckles Schumer's Rec Room. Chuckles? Yes, that's what I call him now. So proud. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is music from a tiny avocado toast.
This latest post included this plea. Kindness, America. Pass it on. But the singer saw no love from the judge who refused to suspend her dad, Jamie, from his role in the conservatorship. Court resumes later next month. Remember after Britney's 2007 breakdown, Jamie was given control over both her estimated $57 million fortune and her personal life.
You bought mom and dad a house? Did I hear that?
Yes, I did.
Back in 2001, Britney told us about sharing her wealth with her parents. A source now tells ET, Jamie worries about her spending sprees. Her team believes Jamie's involvement is very much needed. But a lawyer for Brit told the judge she's, quote, feared her father.
Get out of her face. I mean, now.
The only thing Jamie ever said to me was, my daughter's going to be so rich, she's going to buy me a boat.
I have to ask a couple of things about Justin.
Okay, of course.
More documentary fallout? Many viewers are continuing to express outrage at Diane Sawyer, who seemed only to blame a then 22-year-old Britney for the breakup with JT. One tweet, no wonder Britney seems so lost. We all betrayed her by allowing that narrative.
He has gone on television and pretty much said, you did something that caused him so much pain, so much suffering. What did you do?
I think Diane Sawyer does owe her an apology. I think the whole world owes her an apology. It's heartbreaking.
She was a baby. And it's like it doesn't seem appropriate to talk to a little girl with that tone.
Well, so that's the big news this week. I mean, there was nothing bigger than the fact that Jamie Spears, Britney Spears' father, of a woman who's 40, continues to have control over her money and her career and her life because she is, quote, irresponsible. Now, let's review some facts that are key. When he started to be the conservatorship person in charge of her fortune and her money and her job, he dressed like a bum. He dressed like what he was, which was a short order cook who maybe had made $50,000 a year in his life. And it's great to be a short order cook, but it does not qualify you to be a conservator of $50 million and a major international star who did things with Justin Timberlake. Now he's wearing, look to me, like a $2,000, $3,000 suit. When in the photos with photos of Jamie Spears now, he's very well-dressed man. He looks like the lawyer. Now he's going into court with this Bessemer Corporation, an investor fund, to watch over her $50 million. But I'll bet you it's more than $50 million. That's number one. Number two, she was putting on a Las Vegas show for the past few years that was complicated, that appealed to a large crowd. It was at the Hard Rock Cafe, not a casual company, a company that demands excellence, demands you show up, do your performances, please the crowd. And she did. And she has two kids who seem to hate their grandfather. They say bad things about him. And Kevin Federline, the father of those kids, has never said a bad word about Britney. Not a bad word. She appears to have gotten her act together enough to be a mom, a good enough mom, certainly better than most. So what's going on here? Why does Britney Spears still need a conservator? Why, at 40 years of age, does she still need daddy to take care of the money? What are they, in fact, afraid of? I think it's not only pure greed, but in my opinion, it's an inappropriate relationship with the judge. The judge who is keeping track of this, I suspect, has more interested in it than they should. It's just my opinion. But here's my final thought. Here's Jerry's final thought. As I was looking at, well, what does he do for Britney? Manages the money, manages her career. I need a conservator. I would like to have a conservator take care of my money, take care of my day, set up a schedule for me, tell me what to do. I think I deserve a conservator. I think that would work out well for me. The other thing about Britney Spears that no one ever discusses anymore, ever. It's really weird. No one ever mentions this. She is really cute. She is still really cute. Your thoughts, 888-688-WALT. It's the KFBK hour, a very special time when we get to bond with Bill White at 888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool from Muskegon, Michigan. How to express love to your fish on this Valentine's Day. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I don't know if life imitates art or art imitates life, but Florida imitates Grand Theft Auto. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. We're looking at some of the coldest air we've seen in over 30 years in most of the middle of our country. Expected record cold temperatures within the next 24 to 48 hours include Madison, Wisconsin, 11 degrees below zero, Omaha, Nebraska, 14 degrees below, Oklahoma City, 4 below, Dallas, Texas, 5 above zero, San Antonio, deep in the heart of Texas, 11 degrees above zero. On the perimeter of this cold air from north and east Texas up through into the northeast, and New England lies the threat of ice, frozen drizzle, and freezing rain, up to about a half inch of ice coating everything from interstates to tree branches, causing power outages. Friends, slow down, allow some extra time to get to work, and pray for spring. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in 15 minutes, right here on Sterling on Sunday.
80 degrees in Miami Beach today. 80 degrees. And you know what else happens on Miami Beach, on South Beach? Europeans go there and they sunbathe topless. They roll around topless. And they don't know what your iPhone is doing. They have no idea. The most indulgent thing I ever did really was indulgent. Definitely did not roll around topless because it would have cleared the beach. It was like this. It was one of the coldest days of the year. It was also in February. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the airport in the morning and I'm going to get on the next airplane to Miami. And I'm going to go to the beach for a day. And then when I was done, I went back to the airport, got on an airplane, and went home. I did a one-day trip to Miami because I was so sick of this weather. I couldn't take it anymore. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to give myself a one-day vacation. It was the best thing I could have done. And depending on the city, a one-day trip to Miami where you're not doing the rent a car, you're not doing the hotel, even an airport hotel. You get on the plane, you go down, you come back. It's not that expensive. With Allegiant Air and Southwest, depending on where you live, it can be done. It's worth doing. 23 past the hour, I'm Walter Sterling. This is a very special radio show. It is such a gift. I am so blessed that I'm able to do this show, because I get to talk with you for 3 hours every Sunday night about whatever I'm in the mood to talk about. And you get to talk to me about whatever you're in the mood to talk about. This is Valentine's Day. I know you made a mistake. You didn't give her everything you could have given her. You feel guilty about that. You could have done better on the flowers, the jewelry, the dinner. You could have done better, or the poem that you tried to write that was terrible. You could have done better. I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself. You get to go on network radio and say, honey, sweetie, I'm sorry, I could have done better. It doesn't have to be a big schmaltzy thing. It just lets you go on record like a good Catholic, going to confession, getting it off your chest, getting rid of it. Here's your number, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. You go on the air, you say, hi, this is George. Susie, I'm really sorry I did that. And then it'll be on your permanent record, because why? Every show that I do is posted at Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show. You can find any show I've ever done, both the network shows and the shows I've done locally on WABC. Attention radio guys, I did a local show on WABC. Local. It wasn't a network feed. They really need to pick up this show on WABC. Let me repeat that. They really need to pick up this show. That's how I pitch for affiliates. I shame them publicly. How's that working out for you, Walter? I really can't say. But right now, and the big thing that we've all been worried about the past week, is Britney Spears again tried to get rid of the conservatorship of her father watching over her money and her career. And again, she lost. Here she is, 40 years old, the mother of two, putting on Las Vegas shows. You put on a Las Vegas quality show, you are a great entertainer. You are a responsible person, and you're bringing in the bucks. What could she have been bringing in for that? She could have been bringing in easily $50,000 a week. Easily. She deserves more respect. That's why the Free Britney movement exists. And Justin Timberlake is finally waking up and saying, I'm sorry. And he's finally saying to Janet Jackson, I'm sorry. Now, it's the lamest apology I've ever seen. All of a sudden, Justin Timberlake, in his apology to Janet Jackson and Britney Spears, is saying, Well, this is the horrible white male privilege. We all have to be more conscious of it. And Jessica Biel, his well-breasted wife, is saying, yes, I support Justin. You haven't had a movie in 2 years, Jessica. You need to be supported by Justin. You need to say whatever you have to say to avoid embarrassment. This is a sham, a scam. So Justin Timberlake all of a sudden is saying, no, it's I didn't support these women whom I respect. I didn't support them enough. We all have to change the dialogue, change the course of these relationships. These, forget about the white privilege. These are money people. These are people with insane amounts of money. When you and I go to work, we don't get $10,000 a day. He does. Did he send some of that money to Brittany? No. Why? She doesn't need it. These are people with insane luxury problems, the likes of which you and I can never imagine. The only shelter these people need are tax shelters. This is the only thing they have to deal with. What sort of statement can I make to the press to make me look good? Jessica, I'm going to say that we all need to treat these sort of women better. Okay, honey. Will you change the diaper now? No, I don't change diapers. They're on their second kid, aren't they? He doesn't change diapers. It's insane. Coming up in 35 minutes, I'm going to find out what I've wondered about for many, many years, which is actually what happens at a fraternity hazing. What actually happens at a fraternity hazing? Because I have a daughter who just started college, and I'd like to know what happens at these hazings in sororities and fraternities, and you would like to know too, because I have yet to meet a fraternity guy who will tell me. I have yet to meet a fraternity guy who will give it up and reveal the secrets of fraternity life. I think it's time we know. At midnight tonight.
Let's go, go, go with Jukebox Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. With a major Arctic air mass sitting over the American Midwest, the Fairbanks, Alaska forecast doesn't seem so unreasonable. Partly cloudy skies, somewhat breezy, with highs in the single digits below zero, and overnight lows in the 20s below zero. Just a dab of occasional light snow later in the week, with little accumulations. Traveling south to the Pacific Northwest, we'll see some vigorous rainy days along the coast into Washington and Oregon, and trailing off into California with, of course, heavier snows in the higher elevations. In contrast, we'll see some above average temperatures towards the end of the week in Southern California, Arizona, and New Mexico. We will see some warmer weather for the rest of the nation next week, I promise. More on that later this hour. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in 15 minutes right here on Sterling on Sunday.
Yeah, listen, I hope in the next report, Dave, that you focus on the minus 17 degrees in Ames, Iowa. That's what I care about at KASI. That's what we care about. The family radio station, KASI, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. It is great to have you on our incredible lineup of stations. Ames, Iowa, 17 below. Amazing. Kathy in Washington, welcome to Sterling on Sunday, talking
Hello?
About Britney Spears.
Yes. My friend Marianne, she lives in Illinois. We talk every day. We've been knowing each other since we were 3 years old. She brought this up to me last night, and she told me she saw this documentary on it, and she said she was so disappointed the way Diane Sawyer treated her on the interview. And I didn't see it, but then when I heard what you had on your radio station, I thought, oh, that's what Marianne was talking about. And why was everybody so down on Britney? She was making everybody a lot of money, man.
Because they were jealous of her, and they still are jealous of her. That's reason number one. Reason number two, the problem with that documentary, which was produced by the New York Times, is Britney isn't in it. There's no quotes from Britney. It's just people around Britney speculating. So I don't care about that. What I care about, Kathy, is what do you think about the fact that at 40, her daddy needs to take care of her according to the court? Do you think that's right?
No, I don't think it's right. I think she's proved herself time after time. And, you know, the whole residency in Las Vegas, that's really a lot of responsibility. And what, she was there a couple years, or is she still there?
Couple years, Hard Rock Cafe, Hard Rock Casino, you know, 8 shows a week. It's tough to hold that audience. They're drunk, they're talking, and she did it. They loved her.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm so glad and proud of her for doing that. And I think this judge is like, really should just let it all drop and her dad go her way, and she can go her way and live her life.
Thank you very much for the call, Kathy. Her dad looks like white trash to me. Her dad used to wear a chef's outfit. He was a short order cook. Then he got $50 million, and now he's wearing like $2,000-$3,000 suits. That's what they look like to me, in my opinion. It's amazing. Judy in Dallas. Every week, Judy calls in because she found us on WBAP, Kevin Graham's radio station. She found us on Kevin Graham's radio station, and she's called in every week with a bad joke. She has a bad dad joke. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Listen, you know, you sent me a stupid email on Facebook, a dumb Facebook message, which is you said, I suppose I shouldn't be on anymore. You have trouble understanding me. There are a lot of reasons that I might have trouble understanding anybody. There are a lot of technical issues when you do your show from the laundry room. Now, when I do this show from the laundry room, it is a freaking miracle that we get on the air each week. I have the best technical support in the world with James Montague, Dave Scalish, Frank Canal, the best technical support in the world. But sometimes things happen. There'll be a crackle in the headphones. There'll be a challenge with some static on one of these not grounded wires, and I can't hear you sometimes. So please accept my apologies. I never want you to feel bad. I always want you to call in for a very practical reason, which is I get the most positive feedback about your dumb jokes of anything on this show, Judy.
Wow.
So I need you for ratings, Judy.
Well, okay. Are you ready for your joke?
Yes.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to say happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Sure. And Walter, what do you call two birds in mud?
Sterling on Sunday. Instant replay.
What did you say?
What do you call two birds in mud?
What do you call them?
Two birds in mud. Tweetards.
Say it again.
What do you call two birds in mud? Tweetards.
Thank you very much, Judy. I appreciate the call at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT.
So growing up, I went to a very she-she summer camp, very she-she, private school, all this stuff. And I was very public, public school. I was the public school scholarship kid. And one day when we were going to camp, I was very upset. I said to my father, I was like, Dad, everybody goes to these fancy places when summer is over. They go to St. Bart's, they go to St. Tropez. I was like, we go to Jones Beach, Dorney Park if we're lucky, in our two-door Ford Explorer from 1991. One of the doors doesn't open, the windows you have to slap down, the radio was stolen, and the engine you have to disconnect every time you park it type of beat. And he was like, listen, don't stress. This is what you tell them. You tell these kids you go on vacation in the Isles of Christides. This is Christides, a supermarket chain in New York. He said, these kids, they'll never know it's a supermarket because they don't go to supermarkets. Just tell them you'll be in the aisles. And so that's what I did.
In 20 minutes, you and I are going to find out exactly what happens at a fraternity hazing and a sorority hazing. I have asked many fraternity guys, what happens at the hazings? And they won't tell me. But tonight, you and I are going to find out. I think we are owed it.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
So the show's about four girls who their friend goes missing, and we started getting haunted by this girl named A or It. And it's just about people getting killed almost every episode, then people being brought back to life. And now hopefully everyone kind of knows who A is, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully you'll be able to see what he looks like.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
All right, coming up in just seconds, we're going to find out the secret to a successful marriage. It's an astonishing secret, but one that I have to totally agree with. You won't believe what it is, and I totally agree with it. What is this? This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool from Muskegon, Michigan. How to express love to your fish on this Valentine's Day. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I don't know if life imitates art or art imitates life, but Florida imitates Grand Theft Auto. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Sparker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
I'm Walt.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. Weather patterns will begin to shift as we move into the second half of February. We'll shut off the influx of Arctic air from Canada, and we'll see moderating weather take over from the Pacific with rising temperatures and a hint of spring in the air. Before we get there, however, we're looking at the possibility of another major storm taking shape in the Gulf coastal states and working its way up the East Coast. With Gulf moisture and plenty of cold air to work with, that could smell snow, and lots of it. We'll track it for you in the meantime. Stay safe, and spring, I promise, can't be that far away. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in 15 minutes right here on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm J.J. Wilson, and this is the Drive-Thru Brew, the weekly saga of two guys who devote their lives to selling beer, T-shirts, and snacks at a drive-thru. Let's listen as the manager speaks to Jake, his young employee.
Anything happen while I was at lunch?
A guy named Lucky came by and said he won $50 million in the lottery yesterday.
What?
Then he said he wanted to celebrate but hadn't been paid yet.
Oh, brother.
Then he said if I gave him a case of beer, he'd buy me a new house next week.
You didn't give him the beer, did you?
No way. Not until he promised to buy you a new truck.
Could young Jake be bamboozled again? Listen next time when the scammer returns and says,
"Hey kid, I'll give you a private jet if you toss me a couple cans of Pringles."
That's next week on Drive Through Brew. Void where prohibited, must be 18 to listen.
I didn't mean to step on you. I'm really sorry, word car. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on you. I'm just trying to do a tight show because most of these shows are so freaking loose that it's an embarrassment to American radio. Not most of my shows, just most shows are loose. One of the great romantics of our time had this astonishing assessment of how to have a successful marriage. And I totally agree with him. I couldn't believe when he said it because I have said it hundreds of times.
You're not working at this.
No, because, look, I work very hard from early in the morning to late in the evening. I don't want to go home and have to work at a relationship. I mean, that's it. A relationship we have to work at, it, in my opinion, doesn't work. So
exactly.
Maybe
exactly. I have always said, whenever somebody said to me, well, you know, marriage is a lot of work, Relationships are a lot of work. I look at them and go, why would I get married? I don't need more to do. I don't need something else that's difficult. If a marriage is a lot of work, I'm not going to get married.
You're not working at this.
No, because, look, I work very hard from early in the morning to late in the evening. I don't want to go home and have to work at a relationship. I mean, that's it. A relationship, we have to work at it, in my opinion, doesn't work. So maybe I'm wrong.
And he's sitting next to Melania in front of Larry Trump when he's saying this. She isn't making any faces, but he's like, why should I have to do more? Shouldn't it be easy? Shouldn't there be an ease in the relationship, a gentle give and take? When somebody makes a mistake, you go, it's okay, dear. I understand you've had a tough day or you didn't understand what you were doing. It's all right. The other day, my wife gave me crap about using her shampoo. What do you mean her shampoo? Let me help you with the economics of the household, how things get into the house. The fact is there's no hers or him. There's shampoo. It's in the shower. What's ever in there is welcome to all. Same thing. She's got this thing with the butter. She's obsessed with her butter. My butter. This is my butter. Who touched my butter? I'll tell you who touched your butter. The aliens came down and sucked it up into a spaceship and took it away. That's what happened to your butter. It's crazy. I have never said any of those things. I've never assumed anything's mine. If there's something in the house that is important to my life that I don't want to share, I hide it. I don't think that's a big effort. We pretty much came to a divorce when she came home and found out that there were no more, ready, vanilla Oreos that my 8-year-old, now 9, had eaten all the vanilla Oreos, and so had I, which is perfect for diabetes. And she came home and found this after she had done, you know, a whole 45-minute drive. She was exhausted. She had done the wagon train to the west, and she had come home and she was exhausted. And there were no more cookies. There were no more cookies. She was livid that her cookies were gone. Those are the events that make a relationship work, because things like, you know, if you come home and there's no butter, you say, you know what? Next time I go to the store, I'll get more butter. Or if it's a reasonable hour, you say, hey, you know what? I guess everybody uses the butter. I will go get some more right now. If she really wanted cookies, she should have said, I will get in the car right now and go to the drugstore that's still open or the big supermarket that's still open and get more cookies right now. It's a very strange thing when people who live in a house think they have ownership of food, products, whatever it is. Unless you're in a formal roommate situation, unless you're in a college dorm, where nothing is commonly owned. But if you're married and you have kids, guess what? Everything's commonly owned. And if you don't think it is, then hide it. It's not a big deal to hide it. But if I have to hide something, then I do. But I'm not going to stand there and make a big deal over, well, this is mine. Well, you know, this is mine. That's crazy. Trump's right.
You're not working at this.
No, because, look, I work very hard from early in the morning to late in the evening. I don't want to go home and have to work at a relationship. I mean, that's it. A relationship, we have to work at it, in my opinion, doesn't work. So maybe I'm wrong.
The other part of it is that in a marriage, one person should not have to ask the other person for permission to do things unless it's big stuff, like booking the family on vacation to Africa. That would be big stuff, probably a good idea. And who knew that? Why, Ivana Trump came out with a book. And there was Donald on the cover. The book was called Raising Trump. And Larry said, did you get permission for this?
Did you have to get your ex-husband's permission to write this book?
I really never ask.
I'm sorry, there's Wendy Williams asking Ivana Trump, did you get permission? Did you get permission from your ex-husband to use his name on this book?
Did you have to get your ex-husband's permission to write this book?
I really never asked.
Of course she didn't. And that's the other part of a marriage. There are very few things that you should have to ask permission for. Otherwise, it becomes like junior high. You need a hall pass to go to the bathroom. You don't want that in a marriage. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. We have the best time on Sunday night. Have you ever heard a show that's more exciting, cutting edge, or meaningful? No, you haven't. And you and I can be together every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., and we get to share the time together, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the West Coast, and it's live. And that means you and I can always talk at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I have a Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling. Great pictures, fantastic information, and a website that's far better than any radio company website you have ever seen. It's Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show. Coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to find out what happens at a fraternity hazing. Sterling on Sunday.